Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Tribe of Unicorns. I am Kendra Beavis, and today I want to talk about that inner critic. So grab a cup of coffee. You can even grab your journal, whatever you need to take some notes, because this one is all about self-love and positive self-talk. Here we go. The world is harsh, and we get a lot of negativity thrown at us every day. And we can't control that. We can control how we react to it. We can control how we protect ourselves from it. But we can't control what comes at us. But what we can control is how we speak to ourselves. Now, the inner critic is oftentimes looked at as a little tattletale. The thing inside of you that says, that wasn't a good move. So if you really think when those thoughts start to happen, it doesn't usually start with an emotion. It starts with an alert, a realization. And I'm going to use a very universal theme to talk about this. And then I'm going to bring up something that is probably a little heavier and maybe doesn't relate to everyone, but I think the struggle is applicable. So let's say you are sitting there and all of a sudden your inner critic says to you, hey, you didn't make dinner at all this week. And I'm like, all right. Well, I'm a terrible mother. I'm a terrible wife. I can't handle anything. I have no balance. I have no boundaries. Like all the things start rushing in, all the judgment around my inner critic's alert, my little statement. Is that helping me? At all. No. It's making me feel like crap. Now I'm like, oh gosh, I'm a terrible person. You know, my husband's going to leave me, blah, blah, blah. My kids are going to grow up and never cook for their families too. What kind of lesson am I modeling for them? What would be more productive? I want you guys to start looking at your inner critic as a little guide. Someone who just brings things up. And I don't want you to go down the rabbit hole of all the things that happen when you get criticized. The word criticized is tough. You know, it is a comment on how your actions are being received, on your actions or inactions, on your choices. It's a statement about your choices. And when it's coming from inside of yourself, really what that is, it's your higher self trying to guide you in the right direction. So you get this message from your inner critic. You haven't made dinner in a week. And let's be honest, it's actually been probably more like 3 weeks. I'd have to consult with Michael. But I'm being alerted to something, and the alert is because it is an action or an inaction that is out of alignment with who I am at my core. So I'm alerted to this imbalance. My first thought is, wow, I haven't made dinner in a couple weeks, and that probably is making my husband feel a little taken advantage of because we've had conversations about how we run this house, and it's always been more of a balance between the cooking and the cleaning responsibilities. So if I haven't been cooking for 2-3 weeks and he has, that's out of balance of what we have agreed to. My second thought is, what an incredible man that he knows that I needed that help and I needed that him to kind of take over for a little while. And so grateful to have him do that and be that person. Now, my third thought is, how am I going to get back in alignment? And the fourth step then is action. So what I'm going to do is talk to my husband, see if he's okay with doing this for the time period that I need. Otherwise, where can I plan better into my day so that I can get the food on the table and, you know, spend that time with my family. You know, there's always a creative solution to these things. I mean, sometimes it means that we get a food delivery service for a month or two if it's something that I can't change my schedule. But, you know, to really fix the leaky hole, what I need to do is look at my day and figure out, well, have I been scheduling myself over my food prep times? I have a Google Calendar that has like a whole block day blocked out. And I am so not an organized person, but this is probably the coolest thing I've put in place in my life, where I have times of the day that I have scheduled for different activities, whether it be food prep or food shopping, or, you know, homework time with the kids, meeting times with clients, team time with my creative team, you know, all these different things. I have time blocks for each of them on different days. Super, super cool. Actually, one of my previous guests, Charlotte Lester, taught me that. And if you guys are struggling with your organization, go check out her content. Go follow her on Instagram and LinkedIn and Facebook. She's absolutely amazing. Anyway, so, you know, I'm looking at ways that I can get back in alignment with this thing that my inner critic has brought up. And a lot of people struggle with this sort of thing. And you just don't have to judge the critique. All you have to do is take action. Figure out, okay, is this something that bothers me? Is this something that feels out of alignment? Is this something that needs to be corrected? If it does, okay, great. How am I going to correct it? And then I want you to go and send your inner critic a box of chocolates and a dozen roses and say thank you. You guys are on the same team. This is just your higher self trying to guide you. This is not, you know, your neighbor inside pointing out that you didn't weed the garden again. This is the thing inside of you that says, hey, you know what? The garden isn't weeded. We really want beautiful roses this year. That was a goal of yours. I'm just trying to keep you on track. And you turn around and say, thanks. Awesome. I'm going to schedule that into my day, or I'm going to hire someone to do it for me. There's so many things that we put on our shoulders, and it's okay to not achieve every single goal you have. I'm actually looking at my gardens right now thinking the same thing, that, oh gosh, I haven't done any of my fall prep yet. You know what? If I don't get it done, the flowers will still come up in the spring. I might have some rotted tulips, but, you know, it's not the end of the world. I'm not going to drive myself crazy trying to accomplish everything and then missing the really big important stuff. And I think a lot of times the critiques are the smaller things. Now let's talk about when they are the bigger things. So one of the times in my life that I really struggled was when I realized I was an alcoholic. And that was a lot of inner critic moments that I just absolutely ignored and judged and fought hard against. But that inner critic was always there. This isn't you. You have everything you want in life and you're about to lose it all. Get your shit together. Be a better mom. You know, you're making dangerous choices. You don't have to live this way. All these messages kept coming up inside of myself and I would just scream at them. Absolutely not. I deserve this. I work so hard. I want to get wasted on a weekend. I deserve that. I created every single excuse in the book to silence that inner critic, and I hated that inner critic. But I was so severely out of alignment. So I'm actually creating a method called the Brand New You Method, and I'm going to be launching a course. It's going to be 7 weeks to a brand new you, and disclaimer, that could more than likely change, but who knows? Anyway, that's the idea around it, and it's all about creating a personal brand for yourself to grow into. So for me, in those moments where I was out of alignment, I had no idea what alignment even looked like for me. So really what you need to make sure you have at your core is, what do I believe in? What are my core values? What is my purpose? That's even a step too far. But really, you need to know what your core values are. What's important to you? What are your boundaries? How do you want the world to see you? How do you want to show up? How do you want to feel If you can set those things down on paper, on a digital format, whatever it is, put it on your vision board. My core values, this is who I am. 4, 5, 10, whatever you want it to be, whatever feels good for you. Then when that inner critic comes up and says, okay, you haven't, you know, I'm trying to think of something that, okay, here's a good one. You haven't gotten a pedicure in a year. Self-love is something I'm pretty prudent about. However, you know, doing my own nails doesn't kill me. And getting a pedicure was on my goal list. That's one that I look at and say, you know what? I'm good. I can let that one go. Thanks for reminding me, though. But, you know, when something comes up and it's a critique that does need to be addressed, I really handle that with gratitude, that I'm recognizing it, that I have the opportunity to change, that I have the opportunity to reevaluate and realign. Okay, so what are we learning from this episode? You have to love your inner critic. Your inner critic isn't a critic. It is you. It is you telling yourself, hey, this is something we need to look at. I hope this helps you love that voice inside of you that alerts you when you're out of alignment. Be grateful that you have that insight. Be grateful that you have that little person inside of you that's guiding you. Thank your inner self. Love your inner critic. Love yourself. I hope you guys have a fantastic rest of your day. We are on all streaming platforms as far as I know. So wherever you're listening to this, I would always appreciate a great review, stars, whatever you can give. That would be so fantastic. This podcast has really become something that makes me feel so great. I've gotten the most incredible feedback and I've gotten to talk to the coolest people and connect with people that I never would have been able to connect with it had it not been for this platform. So thank you guys for listening. I cannot thank you enough for all the beautiful support and feedback I've gotten over the last year. It's been quite a ride and I can't wait to keep evolving this and seeing where it takes us. Have a fantastic day. I'll talk to you soon.